MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 24, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Congressman visits the new LEO building in Lynn. There's a groundbreaking for the new youth center in Beverly. And an Amesbury church will be hosting an election prayer vigil. Cloudy, mid-60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:43 p.m. On AdamLive.com, Adam Levine reports U.S. Representative Seth Moulton saw the results of the $1.33 million of funding allocated to LEO, Inc. for its preschool renovation during his visit to Lynn on Wednesday. LEO is a nonprofit organization that partners with individuals, children, and families in Lynn, Lynnfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, Swampscott, and Wakefield to increase participation in programs that maximize their potential. The new LEO building will be located on 156 Broad Street in Lynn and will include 15 preschool classrooms to accommodate 270 students between the ages of 3 to 5, full-day and half-day classes, an off-street entrance with an accessible public elevator and reception area, private meeting rooms for children and families, an indoor movement and exercise room, two outdoor classrooms and playgrounds, a kitchen and nutrition center, and it will employ 95 teachers, case managers, health specialists, and education supervisors. Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News. Miles McPherson came up with the idea of a youth center for Beverly when he was a high school senior. Sadly, he died of leukemia in 1968 and never saw the youth center that opened in 1975 and bears his name. Now, 50 years later, officials broke ground on the next Miles McPherson Youth Center. The new youth center will be more than twice the size of the old one. The old center is now closed while the new one is being built. The city is looking into using the former Gordons of Beverly building on Park Street as a temporary home for the youth center during the year-long construction period. In the meantime, the outdoor skate park and basketball court will remain open. Matt Petrie's reporting in the Newburyport Daily News. In Amesbury, in the midst of what is widely considered to be one of the tensest political climates in the nation's history, Main Street Congregational Church is holding a silent vigil praying for a peaceful transition of power. The vigil is set for November 4 from 4 to 7 p.m., fewer than 24 hours before Election Day. More news in 50 seconds.
Hey everybody, Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk right here on MSONewsSports.com. This week, in both shows, we got a New England Football Journal author. That's great stuff. And in the North Shore Sports Desk, we have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You do not want to miss it.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times. Zeke Place, a family-run restaurant and lunch nook on East Main Street, known for its delicious food and generous portions, has closed for good. The single-story restaurant at 66 East Main Street in East Gloucester was missing its signs and flags this week. A sign on the door simply read, "Closed." The family that ran the restaurant for the better part of a decade has been debating for some time if closing would be the best thing to do. The owners, Chef Michael DeCoste and Daniel Hopkins, said Sunday this was the first time in 10 years the entire family was not working. Jim Sullivan's reporting in the Daily News. To make sure every ghost and goblin can safely roam the streets during Friday's annual downtown trick-or-treat in Newburyport, police are for the first time shutting down a section of State Street. The popular Greater Newburyport Chamber of Commerce and Industry event, which takes place from 4 to 5 p.m., sees young trick-or-treaters and their families converge on the downtown area. There they can stop off at local stores for free candy and other treats. And Gail McCarthy's reporting in the Gloucester Times. Grammy Award winner Paula Cole needs no mask when she graces the stage of the Cabot Theater Saturday evening in a homecoming show that marks the conclusion of her 2024 tour. Cole, a Rockport native who makes the North Shore her home, wowed the judges of season 12 with her vocal talents on the hit television series The Masked Singer in her appearance earlier this fall. In sports, the top two high school field hockey teams in the Northeastern Conference are Beverly and Masconomet. Both teams are 12-1. Yesterday, in a showdown game between the two teams, Beverly edged Masco 2-1, with Madeline LeBlanc scoring the game-winning goal for the Panthers. The Gloucester High School Athletic Hall of Fame will be inducting 10 new members this weekend. There haven't been any inductees since 2015. There will be a ceremony at halftime of Friday's Gloucester football game, and the actual ceremony will take place Saturday afternoon at the high school. Former football coach Paul Ingram and track coach Jim Munn are among the inductees. And tonight in pro sports, the Bruins host Dallas. The Celtics play in Washington. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.